Yeah, final score for Mellon Park in the Ulster Premiership 2 was Omagh 14, Belfast Harlequins 36. It was 17-7 at half-time. Harlequins having run down 3 tries in that first half. And in the second half, they repeated it, run 3 tries. But Omagh came back very strongly with a good score. It'll be an interesting one because it was not a full-strength Omagh side. I mean, they were missing a few players due to a wedding. But it did give the coach, Bill Marshall, an opportunity to blood some players. There were some seconds and third players got a chance today, and certainly everybody acquitted themselves well. The one facet I think he'd be very pleased with was the defence, because on quite a few occasions, Harlequins put a lot of pressure on them, 5 metres from the line, but they held firm and on quite a few occasions managed to turn the ball over, didn't give away penalties. So that facet of the game will be very important when you come to close games in the All-Ireland League. And I think that's something to build on. Obviously, there's a lot of big players to come back in again. They got a great start after 3 minutes when Neil Brown intercepted, went in under the post, and Lee Murphy converted, making 7-0. And really up until about the 25th minute mark, Omagh were calling most of the shots. But Harlequins, as you would expect, got their act together. And by half-time, they were 17-7 in the lead. Their right-winger, Matthew Robson, finished off 2 tries and then had an individual score with the right half, Paul Kerr converting. So it was 17-7 at half-time. 5 minutes into the second half, Harlequins got a five-metre line-out, and they drove forward, and the ball was recycled left and right, and eventually too many players, centre Mark Griffin, over to post, Kerr conversion, that made it 24-7. But then Omagh came back with their best spell in the second half of about 15 minutes, and they were rewarded whenever big Jimmy Sproul, he charged over after some very good picking and driving from the forwards. Murphy converted 24-14. But you're expecting back again came Harlequins with further tries from centre Mark Glover, full-back Mark Glover and winger Ben Sloan. Kerr converting one to make a final score 36-14. But next week they don't have a game because of the first Trust Cup they've got to buy. 2 weeks time, they'll be starting against Bruff in the All Ireland League, and certainly that's going to be a big chance. But from what I saw today, a lot of good enthusiasm from that Omagh side, and certainly you don't expect in one game to have the finished article. But you know they will be pleased that they more competed with Belfast Harlequins in the first half. So the final score for Mellon Park was Omagh 14, Belfast Harlequins 36.